De medische staf van het failliete Slotervaartziekenhuis in Amsterdam maakt zich zorgen over de veiligheid van patiënten. Die moeten allemaal worden overgedragen aan andere ziekenhuizen. Ook de duizenden patiënten van de polyklinieken. Zo kan het gebeuren dat bij onderzoeken vertraging optreedt, waardoor ernstige kwalen pas later worden ontdekt. De Koerdische autoriteiten in Syrië willen dat IS-vrouwen die daar nu in opvangkampen zitten samen met hun kinderen teruggaan naar het land van herkomst. Een hoge Koerdische functionaris heeft die boodschap vandaag in Brussel overgebracht. Volgens hem zullen de kinderen in de opvangkampen radicaliseren. Veel Europese landen, waaronder Nederland, willen geen IS-vrouwen terughalen. Talpa, het bedrijf van John de Mol, koopt het YouTube-kanaal Stuk TV. Dat is met bijna 2 miljoen abonnees een van de grootste Nederlandse YouTube-kanalen. Het is onbekend hoeveel Talpa daarvoor betaalt. De laatste jaren maakte Stuk TV ook programma's voor RTL, maar dat houdt nu op. Het is volgens Talpa voor het eerst dat een Nederlands mediabedrijf een YouTube-kanaal overneemt. Nederland geeft volgend jaar groene obligaties uit. Dat schrijft minister Hoekstra aan de Tweede Kamer. De opbrengst wordt gestoken in onder meer energiebesparing, het spoor en duurzame energie. Volgens Hoekstra is Nederland waarschijnlijk het eerste land met een AAA-status dat groene staatsobligaties uitgeeft. In het toernooi om de KNVB-beker is Emmen verrassend uitgeschakeld. De Eredivisieclub verloor op eigen veld met 3-1 van derde divisionist Odin 59 uit Heemskerk. Heracles verloor thuis van Vitesse. VVV werd in Alkmaar uitgeschakeld door AZ. Ajax had thuis geen problemen met Go Ahead Eagles. Het werd 3-0. Het weer. In het zuiden en westen kan wat lichte regen vallen. Minima vannacht rond 8 graden. Morgen eerst af en toe zon. Later neemt de bewolking toe en valt er opnieuw lichte regen. Het wordt morgen 13 of 14 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Wil jij Nederlands leren? Beter met de computer overweg? Of wil je leren goed om te gaan met geld? Kom dan naar het Leef- en Leerpunt op Oba Bijlmerplein. Het Leef- en Leerpunt is dé plek in de bibliotheek waar je terecht kunt met al je vragen over taal, rekenen en omgaan met de computer. Kom langs en ga gelijk aan de slag. Je vindt ons op Bijlmerplein 393 in Amsterdam Zuidoost. Meedoen is gratis. Oba, leef en leer.
25 november gaat het voor je komen.
Brasa Fiesta 2018.
Met fun, food, muziek, culture en lifestyle.
Brasa Fiesta is het feest van de ontmoeting.
In Ava's Live.
Voorheen bekend als de Heineken Musical.
Alle info staat op brasafiesta.nl.
Brasa Fiesta 2018.
25 november gaat het voor je komen.
50 jaar Bijlmer.
Rastafari. Aliyah.
Greetings straight out of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Zion.
Perfect love to the whole of my nation. One perfect love.
One perfect love.
Almighty. Jah.
Rastafari. Live God, you know. We're on the land, live God. Yes, I. Greetings to all the listeners of this beautiful radio show. Yes, make sure that you tune in. And we are here in Ethiopia wishing you everything that is nice and airy and blessed. One perfect love.
Picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Was the news coming to right here at Radio Raso. Yeah, give thanks to each and everyone logging in, tuning in, yes. Next hour of Roots and Culture. Mafiel of Ras Ibi. I'm my brethren, Ras Ibi. Anyway, you are my brethren. Guidance and love. I feel up some family out there on the Facebook. Yes. Melchizedek High Power. Sister Sui, Sister Ellen Rungs. Sister Carla, Roots Lion, Elop, Casio, and also Serwin, Elop, yes, Tamara Wearing big up, Jeno Kovax, El Massimo Satahem, Rachel Milano, Papa Elop, Sin. Rinos Alba, enough respect for the works every time. And also Nikosi. Jack Principal, me Brejin, I check it. And also Regen Ben Danon, I King Iopo. Dennis Emmanuel, Mo Kapper, and Marcel Skierbeek. And Astrid, Elop. Yes, Tapin Linda and Rastarik, Elop. Empress Donnelly, bless up. Yes, so I all in a Elop, I in a family. At home and abroad, you know, see it. Wilfred Hill, you know, Wilfred John, and all the family. Malena, Brother John, Rule Hawk, all your family out there, bless up. Yes, Ras Mikey. So, I know, hail up, I know, family. Internationally, locally, all my Rastafari family. Muta Baruka, hail up, Yasa Safari. Yes, Sister Rima. Kimil, Jesse Deck, Elop, yes, Elijah. Hey, Jacobia, big up yourself, and Ambassador Daniel, hey, big up, enough respect. Jeff Rosen and Tony Clutchai, Tony D. Clutchai, big up yourself. Jalisa and Martin and Nini, Elop, bless up.
Yeah, we gonna go to a report. Yes, and some Naya Bingi for the rest of the hours. Yeah, some reports about the crowning of Haile Selassie the First. And we're gonna go to a Naya Bingi chant with the reading of some psalms and some chanting of Naya Bingi all through the night. Yes. And we're going to report about the coronation of Haile Selassie the First and Empress Menen in Ethiopia. 2nd of November 1930.
225th emperor, claiming direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Project 67 presents the Conquering Lion of Judah, a profile study of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia. Selassie was born on July 24, 1891, and was named Ras Tafari Makonnen. His father was a viceroy to the throne and had his son privately tutored in French at the age of six. At 18, shortly after his father died, he became governor of a province. In 1928, he led the troops that killed Empress Zoditu's husband, who was not of royal blood, and became regent. He became emperor on November 2nd, 1930, and was crowned Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, King of Zion, conquering lion of the seed of Judah, power of the Trinity.
Your Imperial Majesty, you were 39 years old when you were crowned in 1930.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about the day of the coronation?
I never go similar at Baal. But I'm the Dissimilasing to Chimbagerman.
Yes. My coronation day was very memorable to me. Not only we had Ethiopian participants in the event, but also a lot of foreign emissaries partook in the celebration of the coronation day.
The coronation itself was a Coptic service, Your Imperial Majesty.
They are the Coptic, but also the Ethiopian bishop. They are with the Coptic churchmen.
Second, 1930 was a memorable day in the history of Ethiopia. Since the early hours of that morning, all in Addis Ababa began to prepare for the impressive event of the morning. The Emperor and Empress Manen had already spent the hours since the night before in prayer and meditation with the priests at the most holy altar within St. George's Cathedral, the largest church in the capital. Through the early morning, the chanting of priests continued. The church, and nearly all over Addis Ababa, devoted subjects were dancing and chanting praise songs for the new emperor in Amharic.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, will feed us. His justice is like that of an angel. May God give long life to Haile Selassie, the child of our country.
The ritualistic ceremonies of the coronation were performed in a large auditorium adjacent to the west side of the cathedral, which had been especially constructed for the occasion.
Shortly after 7:30 a.m., His Imperial Majesty, attired in white silk communion robes, entered the ceremonial hall from the church with an escort of aides and the clergy, chanting in the old Coptic language a processional hymn. The spiritual vestment is worn by the Archangel Michael. The precious Jezebel is worn by Michael.
His place on the throne. Thereupon the ceremony began. The Coptic Archbishop of Ethiopia, representing His Holiness the Pope of Alexandria, with his throaty voice, announced,
"Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye professors and priests, ye people of Ethiopia, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik the First, who was born of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time to King Sehali Selassie and to our times.
The emperor was then vested with the seven ornaments of the coronation, including his gold sword studded with precious stones, a diamond-encrusted ring, two traditional lances, the imperial scepter, and a golden globe of the earth, the imperial vestments, and at last came the magnificent crown. Seven differently scented ointments of ancient prescription were received on the imperial head, brow, and shoulders, one with each of these ornaments. The final ceremony was a grand tour of the cathedral by the emperor and empress, who was also crowned, but with less elaborate rites. They were escorted by the priests and bishops, princes and high dignitaries, Ethiopian bishops and priests from all over Ethiopia, and a large number of Coptic deacons, carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
The Coptic Church, and consequently the Ethiopian Church, belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. There are thousands of churches in Ethiopia, usually round, made of mud bricks, and thatched with straw. They contain three concentric circles, and in the center, behind doors, is the sanctuary with a square altar on which stands the Ark of the Covenant. Ethiopia is one of the few African countries whose ancient and medieval history is known. From remote times, the so-called Horn of Africa has been inhabited by Hamitic and Sudanese peoples, who have for centuries been subject to an influx of Semitic elements from southwestern Arabia. It was from a mixture of this kind that the population originated, that at the beginning of the Christian era established the state of Aksum, ruled by Ethiopian kings, linked to Arabian kingdoms. From the 2nd century BC, the kingdom of Aksum gradually loosened these ties and became autonomous, and the Ethiopian kings took the title Negus Negusti, or King of Kings. Ethiopians proudly claim 2,000 or 3,000 years of independence. This independence suffered a 5-year break under Italian rule between 1935 and 1941. Ethiopia was hardly heard of outside her frontiers until 1935, when Mussolini invaded it. Towards the end of 1935, Italian aircraft hurled upon the Ethiopian armies bombs of tear gas. Their effects were slight. The soldiers learned to scatter. The Italian aircraft then resorted to mustard gas. Special sprayers were installed on aircraft so that they could vaporize over vast areas of territory a fine, death-dealing rain. Women, children, cattle, rivers, lakes, and pastures were drenched continually with this deadly rain. 31 years ago this week, every newspaper in the world carried stories about the spunky little Ethiopian monarch, Haile Selassie I, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, King of Kings, power of the Trinity, Emperor of Ethiopia, who is just over 5 feet tall and weighs 100 pounds, who refused to admit defeat to the Italians, who, with his half-naked, poorly armed warriors, made a last-ditch stand at Addis Ababa against Benito Mussolini's forces. But finally, the emperor had to flee the country with his family. On the 30th of June, 1936, he appealed to the League of Nations in Geneva.
Imperturbably, pathetic but purposeful, a small, thin man of great dignity stands before the representatives of the nations assembled in the League at Geneva. Italy had invaded this man's country. The aggressor, fascist Italy, had stated boldly it was pursuing a sacred mission of civilization. Haile Selassie, the Negus, Lion of Judah, Emperor of Ethiopia, waits until order is at last restored. Now we hear him. In his native tongue, Amharic. I, Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, am here today to claim that justice is due my people and the assistance promised to it 8 months ago by 52 nations who asserted that an act of aggression. I ask the 52 nations, what are they willing to do for Ethiopia? I ask the great powers, what measures do they intend to take? Representatives of the world, what answer am I to take back to my people?
The answer from the League of Nations was no. They would not interfere with the troops of the fascist dictator. Ethiopia must stand on its own. The proud emperor of this ancient land must fight his own battles or go to live in exile. 31 years ago this month, by that action, the League of Nations sealed its own death warrant.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yes.
So it has been blessed. It's a great occasion. Actually seal up for I and I now the triple crowning in the jubilee year of Rastafari.
Yes.
You know, we declare this year being the 50th anniversary visit of His Majesty as a jubilee year of Rastafari. And then we did the high liberation for the three crownings, you know, on the 27th of September 1916, the Jasmat Kafari became Rastafari.
Yes.
And then on the 7th of October 1928, Rastafari became Negustafari. And on the 2nd of November this year, 86 years ago, Negustafari became Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, King of Zion, King of Israel, Emperor of Ethiopia. So it's there for a great occasion, and it has been awesome so far. Just imagine the Nayab being there with 60 odd students. You know, when we talk about students from the University of the West Indies,
yes,
coming in, you talk students from all over the world, from England, from Trinidad, from the different Caribbean regions, North America and all, just coming in. I mean, the only thing, you know, is that predominantly female, and we also wait. When a young man them there at every level, kind of frightening, but you know, we still give thanks. The daughters are there doing tertiary education and came into a night vigil. So you know, that maximize the congregation, you know, with our influx of ones coming in, with a 60-yard coming in, you know, how that is the center. So we had an all-night reasoning. The firelighting ceremony was awesome. We had the seven priors. We had Psalm 101. I know Psalm 101, say, those who don't know, was the psalm that Emperor Haile Selassie I read on his coronation day of his own choosing. You know, so if you want to, let us read Psalm 101. Because it tells of his commitment to governance and all, you know.
Yeah.
So we had that, and we had the seven psalms, and that went well, and it came down with a shower of blessing as a cleansing, and that didn't deter ones from completing the seven psalms. The students stood around too, and then we had a nice ceiling up then to the tabernacle. The rain subsided, and the drums and the chant continued, and the reasoning, because here then you have students now who came to understand why the grand coronation, and it's important to Rastafari people and to African people and to the people of the world.
To world history.
The entire history.
Exactly.
Why did representative of all the monarchies of the world at the time had sent their representative to a remote corner in Africa?
Some of them were there themselves.
To be represented there.
Yeah, some of them were there themselves.
Exactly. Prince Eugenie from Italy, Count Metaxas of Greece, the Duke of Gloucester, and all these representatives of friendly powers during that time were in Ethiopia to pay homage to the crowning of a black king, a black queen, and a black prince, hence a royal family. You know, so that was phenomenal for an event like that to happen in a time when you talk about 1930, you talk about race, issues, and prejudice.
Yes, and the carving up of Africa them time there. So Africa was in a splinters them time there.
Exactly. Checkerboarded by all the colonialist powers. The only flag flying high was Ethiopia. You know, so to find that happening in 1930, you know, to see these representatives sitting beside the Ethiopian Rastas and dignitaries in that ceremony in Addis Ababa, at St. George's Cathedral. St. George's Cathedral couldn't even hold the influx of ones who came for this grand occasion. So they had to have two great tents outside where the throne of emperor and empress was laid there. Yeah? And then just to sit for over 6 hours, look, I remember, you know, 49 devout priests and from the most holy churches of what we call Christianity, the most ancient Christianity. We had the Judeo-Coptic Abuna Krilios coming to Ethiopia as head of the church to lay the crown upon the head of His Imperial Majesty, and just to sit in that drunk gathering and to hear the priest. Each priest to present one of the seven symbols of the coronation, having reading psalms that pertain to each symbol. You know, the youth were elated to find that when the sword of Solomon was to be presented to the emperor, a priest read from Psalm 45. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O thou most mighty, in thy glory and thy majesty. When he was to receive the golden scepter, the symbol of his imperial power, another priest read from another version, Psalm 45, that said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a righteous scepter. This was new knowledge to many of these youths who did not realize how sacred that occasion was in 1930.
Yeah.
You know, and when we point out the fact that National Geographic magazine, which is one of the world's renowned magazines, the writer, U.S. Minister of Information, the writers and those, also South Yard and those who wrote these articles, when they say for a moment the centuries seem to have slipped back into biblical times, it shows how sacred the moment was and how prophetic it was, because the emperor, with all these symbols, there was a a psalm, a prophecy that pertaining to what was happening. When the triple crown was to be placed on his head, he read from Psalm 21, thou settest a crown of pure gold upon his head. All this happened before the eyes of the world. And, you know, as a people, we shall war. You know, Louis Farrakhan once said, you know, as a child coming up, we hear about white monarchies and all. But when he went to Ethiopia and to the whole history of Ethiopia and said, wow, we as black people must be proud to know that we as Africans have great kings and queens that even surpass these kings and queens that we hear about that were European.
Yeah, man.
You know, so when we look at Haile Selassie, we say, wow.
Yeah.
We can be proud.
Definitely.
To know that, yes.
Definitely. Good place on
yeah,
which
man,
to end.
Yeah, man, that's a road culture and a positive vibration. You know, the program food to the brain and food to the soul, you see. Bless your man, that's Arabs and music and our life and most prosperity, you see. Tell us, see, I, Joe, Rastafari, Amsterdam. Aye.
Yes. And, you know, yeah, that was a report coming from INI Bridge in Ras Ivy in Jamaica. That was 2 years ago. Yeah, at the coronation. Celebration, the 86th anniversary of the crowning of Their Majesties Emperor Haile Selassie I and Empress Menen. And this year is the 88th year.
Roger. Yeah, man, I and I give thanks
of that celebration. Yes.
And
I bring in Ras Ivy.
Tune in anytime.
Reasoning with Roger.
All right.
Brother Roger from Irie FM. Give thanks for them pipes there. As I and I trudging forward, this is 11:36 right here in Amsterdam, Holland. A very beautiful night unto each and everyone. Radio Raso. All this in commemoration of the 88th anniversary of Their Majesties Emperor Haile Selassie I and Empress Menen of the Royal House of Ethiopia. Rastafari Global Wise celebrating on the 22nd of November. Yes, internationally, globally, I liberate that great happening on the 2nd of November, 1930. Yeah, we're going to go forward with more ISIS, more giving thanks and praises right in Adinaija. Seen? Yeah.
The service this morning, as yeah, I said before, in commemoration of the 78th anniversary of the coronation of His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor Haile Selassie I,
yes,
conducted by the
and
Ethiopian
in a right here in Ethiopia on Saturday in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, and I gonna have a liberation, yes, going on in Café de Seine. Café de Seine, Saturday, the 3rd of November, right here in Amsterdam, Molukken Street, number 2, starting from 8 o'clock in the evening, where you can cite a documentary about the crowning, actual footage of the crowning with Dutch commentary, yes, commentary in Dutch, and also English translation on the screen, yeah. As make it maybe a little bit easier for the people living here in Holland to understand what did go on the 2nd of November, 1930. So you can check it out all coming Saturday, the 3rd of November, Café de Seine, Molukken Street, number 2. There will be Naya Bingi chanting. Yes, Naya Bingi chanting and also poetry and music and Ital food and live performance. On the DJ set, yeah, live performance on the DJ set will be from I King, I Oppo, Ja Prince, and Miriam Simone. Yes, Rastarik. I forward more ISIS.
This is our second of this morning period of service. Him number 70 and 7 taken from a Black Christ hymnal. All hail the powers of Negus, name let angel prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, morning stars of light who fix the floating ball. Now all the strengths of Israel might and crown him, Lord of all. Crown him, master of our God who from his altar call. Extol the strength of Jesse Rod and crown him, Lord of all. He seed of Israel chosen race, he ransomed from the fall. Elim who save us by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Israel whose love can never forget the wormwood and the gall. Go spread a trophy at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every tribe and every tongue before him prostrate fall. And shout in universal song and crown him Lord of all. Holy Emmanuel, I slash, from the heart of the joyful priest who know that you have such in me, freely rise, who don't know me, patiently listen, eventually join in with sweet melodious singing and 1-2 clapping. All hail the powers of Negro's name.
Yeah. This is Muta Baruch, and you're listening to Radio Rasa right here in Holland. This is Muta Baruch, and you're listening to Radio Rasa right here in Holland.
Roots and culture, tell you fire lightning, hail the most high Jah, Rastafari. Yes, and crown him. Of all. Hey, and we know, especially the elder people amongst us, no, them chant there. In fact, this is ancient Christian hymns chanted by Ainai Bridges of the House of Naya Bingi, the Ethiopian Orthodox. Black Church, Bobo Shanti. Oh. crown him as an I in celebration of the coronation of their majesties, Emperor Haile Selassie the First and Empress Menen on the 2nd of November 1930. And I highlighting the fire right here on Radio Raso, along with the people, roots and culture. And I, King Shiloh Sound System, will be charting to England on the 2nd of November. King Shiloh, gathering of the people, healing of the nation. And I charting out of Amsterdam forward to England. To link up with INI family, Channel One Sound System, and also Jayud, the Rus ambassador, right over there in the UK, Brixton. Electric venue called Electric Brixton, yes, right in the middle of Brixton. Come check out that session Friday, the 2nd of November, UK, Brixton, London. And on Saturday, the 3rd of November, we will be right here at Café de Seine in Amsterdam, Molukken Street, number 2, Amsterdam East, from 8 o'clock in the evening, along with the Each One Teach One Naya Bingi drummers, along with a documentary about the coronation of Their Majesties Emperor Haile Selassie the First. Yes, a footage of the coronation in with commentary in Dutch and translation on the screen in English. There will be Naya Bingi, like I said, poetry. Aina Ibrahim and Sistrin. Sister Benji gonna be there doing some poetry, Sister Benji. Also Rastarik. And also in a bridging star David. Yes, there will be a reading, listening by Russ Amos. And there will be music by Empress Donnelly Messenger with special guests. I King I Opo. Miriam Simone. And Ja Prince. And also DJ Rastarik. Nice presentation, Ital Arts and Crafts. Food by Sister Shamanta, Ital Ethiopian Snack. Check it out. 3rd of November, nothing Sagwan. Right, as we give thanks for the service. Ethiopian Congress, Black Church of Salvation.
No angel in the land can fully be a societal. But don't want Ben is wandering either. At this, she's so bright, the black I am. Selassie,
Rastafari. Yes, 6 minutes to the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. And we are chant and jump Naya Bingi Sekre.
Love to see when you're moving the rhythm. I love to see when you're dancing from within. It gives
red. Yeah, don't forget there will be in Ethiopia. All Africa Rastafari gathering. Yes. From the 1st of November till the 11th of November in Shashamane, Ethiopia, the All Africa Rastafari gathering 2018. Congratulations to Ethiopia, Mama Land, first female president in its modern history. Ambassador Shale Work Seut. as the next president of Ethiopia. The first female head of state in modern Ethiopia. Congratulations to the people of Ethiopia, the nation of Ethiopia. So we do it. Yeah. Joshy, you did full joy, all the activities going on, yes, in this month of Black achievement, yes, Black history. Joshy did a check, put an extra spotlight on your history, you know, I trust you get a reminder where you're coming from, no matter who you are, just check where you come from, yes. And how we are live your life in this time. And how we are head up forward to the future. Yes, I and I, Rastafari, come to give you just a little helping hand, humbly. It's just I and I, humble opinion. Yes, give thanks and praise to the Most High. And jump Naya Bingi along with Rasta. Love to see. Robert Nesta Marley. I love to see Inadi Naija dancing from within. It gives great joy to feel such sweet togetherness. Everyone doing and they're doing their best. It's a reminder of the days in Jericho. One minute to the top of the hour. We have to move forward, you know, see it? Give a thanks for logging in, tuning in from wherever you are. Give thanks for being with I and I. My name is Red Lion. We will be here in the studio in a 2 weeks' time with Roots and Culture. Yes, Wednesday night, yeah. And coming Saturday, check I and I right here with Let's Be Irie from 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Dutch time, yes, 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 7. Let's Be Irie with Empress Donnelly. And I might be here as well. And next week, Wednesday morning, we will be here with the Good Morning program. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, Empress Menen, guidance and love. Clemens Peters.